finance and economics.
Tackling deflation. No rush. China's central bank attempts to save the economy and the stock market.
As China's economy has descended into deflation, the central bank's lack of urgency has been a source of frustration for many economists. Policymakers at the People's Bank of China, PBOC, initially expressed confidence that deflation was, so to speak, transitory. When it then persisted, they worried less about falling prices than about the side effects of fighting them. They were reluctant to ease monetary policy decisively as China's currency was too weak, banks' profit margins too slim, and bond yields too low. But at a press conference on September 24th, the central bank revealed a change of heart. It announced a set of policies that was unusually bold. Officials said they would cut the PBOC's policy interest rate by 0.2 percentage points, lower banks' reserve requirements by half a percentage point, and reduce interest rates on existing mortgages by about half a percentage point. It is unusual for China's central bank to ease on two fronts at once, let alone three. Pan Gongsheng, the PBOC's governor, said it might do more in the near future, perhaps cutting reserve requirements by another quarter or half point this year. Such forward guidance is unprecedented in China, notes Morgan Stanley, a bank. The press briefing yielded another surprise. China's central bank already has a variety of structural tools to assist industries as diverse as clean coal and care for the elderly. Now it has come up with a similar innovation to enable it to support the stock market, Mr. Pan announced. The PBOC will help firms buy back their own shares by refinancing bank loans used for that purpose. It will help securities companies and other institutional investors to raise funds by making their balance sheets more liquid. They will be able to borrow liquid assets like government bonds and central bank bills from the PBOC, using their own holdings of blue-chip shares and stock ETFs as collateral. What accounts for the central bank's newfound boldness? Fear is one motive. Recent economic data have been discouraging. The powerful Politburo of the Chinese Communist Party felt the need to devote its September meeting to the economy, resolving to help stabilise the property market. Earlier this month, Yi Gang, the central bank's former governor, warned that the country's policymakers should focus on fighting deflationary pressure. The central bank has also become less afraid of the side effects of that fight. When America's Federal Reserve cut interest rates by half a percentage point on September 18th, it gave China's central bank room to move. It is now able to lower its own rates without dangerously weakening its currency. The yuan has risen by 3% against the dollar since the end of July. Mr. Pan also thinks his new package will have a neutral effect on bank profits. Monetary easing can have the unfortunate effect of squeezing bank margins, as loan rates tend to fall faster than deposit rates. But Mr. Pan hopes that the rates banks pay and charge will fall in tandem, leaving the margin between them largely intact. Cutting interest rates on existing mortgages could nonetheless hurt the banks. Chinese home loans are hard to refinance, so when interest rates fall, older mortgages tend to have higher rates than newer ones. Reducing that gap will save 50 million households about 150 billion yuan, that's $21 billion a year, equal to 2.5% of their disposable income, according to Goldman Sachs, a bank. At the same time, it will deprive banks of an equivalent sum. Their only consolation is that the policy will also discourage early mortgage repayment, another threat to their profits. And Mr. Pan accepts that banks will prepare before implementing the new policy. "So don't run to the bank this afternoon," he quipped. Even if old mortgage rates were reduced in an afternoon, it would not bring immediate relief. Household savings of 150 billion yuan might translate into extra consumer spending of only 53 billion yuan, according to Raymond Young of ANZ, another bank. That is less than 0.05% of China's projected GDP for this year. More demand-side measures are needed, he says. The bulk of those measures will have to come not from China's monetary policymakers, but from its fiscal authorities. The central government may announce an increase in the country's budget deficit later this year, as it did last year, according to Xing Xiaopeng, also of ANZ. For their part, local governments might also issue more bonds than planned, since they have not used all of the quotas assigned to them by Beijing in recent years. With reduced interest rates and low bond yields, the central bank has created a good monetary environment for China to implement a proactive fiscal policy, Mr. Pan said at the press conference. With luck, China's government will take the hint.